Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time for Why It Matters, and we're going to talk about Singapore's Zero Waste Master Plan. Now, one of the key focuses in this master plan is food waste. According to the National Environment Agency, the country's total amount of food waste generated in 2021 was 817,000 tons, of which the recycling rate was only 19%. Now, active steps are being taken to mitigate food waste so far, including legislation mandating new developments, which are expected to be large food waste generators, to implementing on-site food waste treatment from the year 2024, and bringing food waste digester machines right amongst the local heartlands in Tampines. Now, our next guest believes that they have a key role to play in this sustainability movement through their award-winning patented solution, which converts all types of organic waste into high-quality organic fertilizer in just 24 hours. Let's find out more about their green technology. Kelly Grace Chua, the VP of International Market Biomax Green, is on the line with me. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning to you, Elliot. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sharing with us this technology. Very interesting. But first, let's talk about the company, Biomax Green. It's a local green technology company. And believe it or not, it's been around for quite a while, since 2009. Tell us a bit about the founding story here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it has been a tough journey at the beginning because, you know, it's a biotech company that focuses on green waste management. You know, we are basically enzyme pros. You know, we've been slightly over a decade now. Proudly, we you know, this green tech is 100% invented and developed in Singapore.
Okay. What about the region, though? What's the presence?
Well, obviously, this is a technology that's most suitable for farming countries. So we are like, you know, our presence is globally. I can't really name like really many other countries. It can be Africa. It can be in Thailand, in Malaysia. Yeah.
The issue then is adoption at the end of the day before we can really see that, I suppose.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, fair point. So talking about Singapore's Zero Waste Master Plan, what are the company's plans on this front? I mean, it can't be just about one company. It's got to be about everyone and the magnitude of the challenge that we face here.
Yeah, that's why it's called a master plan, you know? Okay. Now, allow me to break my answers into two parts, okay?
Sure.
Now, firstly, Biomax has a R&D team under the company name of Blue Biolab. Now, Blue Biolab is based in Malaysia. And through Blue Biolab, Biomax is constantly striving breakthroughs in our current technology. Now, what kind of breakthrough are we talking about? At present, our technology turnaround time is 24 hours.
Okay.
Now, we aim to produce the same fertilizer quality, but shortening the current process of 24 hours. This will greatly improve the efficiency and reduce production costs for the same amount of output. Okay. Secondly, we strongly believe in educating and empowering knowledge on good waste management process. Now, Biomax, we host events and meetings both internationally and locally with like-minded people who are keen on the science and the technology behind our solution.
Okay.
Elliot, at this time, this age, disposing waste in a bin no longer solves the waste problem anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you agree, right?
Yeah.
With every green conversation that Biomax is trying to engage in, we are doing our little bit to cultivate good waste management mindset.
I mean, my chief sustainability officer, aka my wife, and that is such the case in a lot of Singapore households. I'm very happy to say that. I'm quite proud to say that, actually. I see people putting all the recycled stuff, plastics and all that, okay, even clearing out your plastic containers and putting it at the recycle bin. But I'm thinking, just doesn't look like it's enough.
Yeah, I know. It's baby steps. You know, you just have to do... I'm glad technology is available to soup this up and, you know, and be a catalyst for it.
Kelly, I had a conversation last week with another company, and what they were trying to do with regard to food waste was use technology like yourselves. And the technology was in ensuring that people don't overorder and, you know, you don't end up wasting food. food. So I see, okay, that will work. We've got you guys coming in to do this fertilizer. You want the turnaround time to be even faster. Okay, that's definitely another part. In your opinion, what else needs to be done for Singapore to achieve its zero waste master plan? I think education is probably like the hardest part.
I know.
Education and then practice as well, right?
Seriously, education is one of the key things. Let's just sidetrack a bit. How we all don't bring the tray at the hawker center to, you know, the tray station.
Mm.
But during the COVID period, we had no choice.
Yeah, give you a fine, like, you've got no choice.
Yeah. Okay, so now we don't have the fine anymore.
Okay.
But still, people has cultivated that habit and we just bring it there automatically.
Yes.
So it's about cultivating.
Mm. And in other countries also, right? Like you go to Japan, the bins are in such a way that it's all recycled bins, so you carry it. For some people who smoke, you carry a cigarette butt with you. Or in other European or even Western countries, you don't bring the tray back. People start staring at you like, what are you, uncultured or something?
Bingo. Just named the two countries that is so, you know, like for decades, they have been doing all these good practices. You don't see much beans in Japan, you know, when you shop around, because it's a habit to keep the trash and throw it somewhere.
Wow, that is an ideal world for sure. Okay, so let's talk about how processing food waste at its source can lower the carbon footprint. And I think more importantly, it can also lower costs. What can you tell us on this front?
If food waste processing solution is available at source level, for example, our favorite hawker center or food court or restaurants or cafes, it will definitely reduce the frequency of waste disposal trucks coming to pick up those waste. You know, fewer trips means less carbon emission, which also leads to reducing the cost ultimately, you know, which is borne by the customer. So I think this is a very straightforward answer.
And you've also got to get the local community involved as well, right, with regard to development. I feel that this is all like different rings, you know, you start with government, then you have companies and businesses, and then eventually the ring goes down to community, and the final one right in the center is you yourself.
It's like a really healthy ecosystem that we're trying to build here. Now, with regards to the local community involvement, I think you can see that food digesters are increasingly available in the heartlands.
Okay.
And this will encourage the community to come forward and participate in food waste management. And again, as what we mentioned earlier, with more education outreach and more availability of such processing solution at the heartland, the mindset will definitely change and people will be motivated to practice better food waste management.
Or we fine them for 6 months if they don't.
I mean, I'm hoping like your kids or your nephews, you know, will be one day, you know, taking bags down the floor and happily throwing the food waste away to process it correctly. It will get there.
Actually, it's interesting. I have neighbours who are from out of town and they're very young. They're much younger than me. And from day one, they have this habit of bringing down the waste to the different recycling bins. And I'm like, wow, that's a really good habit that everyone can. So you kind of can catch their timing and they're bringing down the waste. Oh, yeah, I should bring down mine too. So everyone is like visual reminders, you know?
It is. School is doing a great job on that, on recycling, you know, teaching them about that. So the kids are really, you know, much easier to learn than the adults.
Yeah, it's very true. Kelly, let's continue to talk about processing food waste. A little bit about Biomax Green's R&D innovations when it comes to this area. How important is machine size or easy-to-use functions?
Sure. I'll address that. Since 2021, developers of new development, are required to design and allocate space for on-site food waste management. Now, these are large food waste generators. By 2024, the law will require new development to provide on-site food waste processing. Biomax is already in a talk with several such partners. We're discussing on how to best meet this requirement. Currently, we have a variety of digester sizes, ranging from input waste volume of, say, 100 kg to 50 tons. We are very sure this variety of models will meet the demands of every need. It's a huge range, Of course, without compromising on the efficiency and quality, for sure.
Okay.
Now, on usability issue, we're very mindful about it. I mean, simply because ease of use means user will be more receptive to adopting technology, right? Mm. We are currently researching on how to make our current solution even more human-friendly than it is already. And we don't limit ourselves to just transforming waste to fertilizer only. Part of our ESG effort is to develop a range of sustainable products. Again, through our R&D team, which is Blue BioLab, we actually came up with enzymes. It's a natural probiotic for poultry farms. And this enzyme is capable of reducing death rate and improving the meat texture.
I see another prong approach here, and help me out if I'm speculating or imagining too much, right? We have these fertilizers that are produced as a result of this waste, right? How much of that or how much of that can go into the whole 30 by 30 plan with regard to, you know, planting our own greens or vertical farming for that matter?
Okay, first of all, it is really a true blue zero waste technology. Mm. Whatever that goes into the digester comes out 100% useful.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even emit, you know, bad air or, you know, no germs, everything you can touch by hand. So I think in a small way, this digester or this technology is capable of processing waste that really don't require incineration or landfill.
Okay.
I think that is a huge part in a first world country. Look at the stats that you just named just now. The amount of food waste that we generate in a year is tremendous.
Yeah, it's quite unbelievable. And honestly, we all should listen to our parents when they were nagging at us. Don't waste your food. It's so true. I mean, looking at those rings and that ecosystem that we were talking about earlier, if we move back out, what more can be done on the corporate front as opposed to these companies just wanting to jump on board because it's trendy? Hey, I can put on social media, helping save the world.
Well, ultimately, whatever that you want to put on social media or you embark on has to work, right?
Yeah. So true.
Okay.
Yeah. Does this mean that corporates should invest more in their own R&D or should they look to companies like you for advice and engage companies like you for more advice?
I would like to suggest the latter because for any R&D, you know how much you have to burn to go to an effective solution, you know, to reach an effective solution. So I think it's only wise to actually adopt, you know, any existing technology, which I think is so readily in the market right now because the trend is there, you know, and there's so many available different types of technology, be it water waste, you know, transformation or whatever waste. Just adopt them.
So, Kelly, you're saying that even if, let's say I was a corporate and I wanted to embark on something good, even that I could end up contributing to waste without realizing it just because I'm trying to do good?
I think you want to give me an example on that?
The R&D process, you have to burn a lot, obviously money, time, etc. But even that can be considered a bit of, for lack of a better choice of words, it could be like wasting time. I might as well just adopt something and get to a more sustainable future a lot faster.
Well, I'm so glad when you say burning, it's not incinerating. Okay, yes, the R&D you will require a lot of expertise. You know, you know, you need to pump in a lot of money to find out a perfect solution. Now, I would suggest all corporates to embark on baby steps, you know, simple habits, simple protocols to help contribute, you know, to a greener environment. That's how I feel it.
Yeah, start small and you reap the rewards eventually. I like the way you put that. Thank you so much. Kelly Grace Chua, the VP International Market of Biomax Green, on the line with me. Kelly, again, thank you for your time. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you, Elliot. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.